Skite about it in property magazines and on TV.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
And Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com is at Suncorp for you today because this afternoon we've got the Broncos playing in the NRLW. Hello, Blair.
Oh, good morning. It's good to be able to be here at Suncorp today. It's a beautiful day in Brizzy.
There wouldn't be too much going on there yet, would there? What time's kickoff? 1 o'clock?
Kickoff's about 1 o'clock, yeah. So the gates are opening about half an hour or so, about an hour. And, yeah, there's a couple of people building up, so it should be a great day down here.
All right, 1 o'clock kickoff, the Broncos and the Roosters, a standalone game, of course. Now, let's wind the clock back a couple of nights. I'm still licking my wounds, but that's nothing to the Broncos' wounds. I shouldn't have tipped them. I should have gone with the head, not the heart. 53 points to 6. What remains to be said about that defeat by the Broncos?
Look, it's been a couple of heavy losses for the Broncos. 60 points last week, 53 this week just gone. And now the finals are hanging by a thread. We've got to basically wait and see what Canberra do with their games against Manly and then the Tigers next week. And it's a must-win game next week for the Broncos against the Dragons. So, unfortunately for Adam Reynolds in his 250th game, it was ruined with a head knock for him, and Thomas Flegler suffered a throat injury, and yeah, just did not go the way of the Broncos. They unfortunately have had that big loss once again. So, it's all on the line next week versus the Dragons for the Broncos to try to get into the eight. But we've got to try to see if Souths can lose both their games, and then Broncos have got to win, and then hopefully Canberra lose one of theirs. So there's going to be a lot on the line for the final round.
As you say, yeah, a lot of interest in that Canberra-Manly game today. Cronulla, Canterbury, Souths and the Cowboys. And the other overnight results, Panthers 46, Warriors 12 and the Roosters defeating the Storm 18-14. A big story this week in Rugby League in Queensland has been about the Mackay Cutters not wanting to go to PNG, Blair.
Yeah, exactly. It's certainly been one, like, it's a huge round this week for the Host Plus Cup in the QRL. It's the Turn to Me round, which is all about mental well-being and mateship. And in this week, what basically happened was PNG Hunters, they've got their huge homecoming game there. They haven't played in 3 years. It's 3 o'clock today in Port Moresby. The Cutters had basically cited security concerns about going over there and safety concerns, basically. And there was a smart traveller and government advice, basically, that was, you know, to reconsider your need to travel. But then the QRL basically said, we're going to terminate your participation agreement if you don't go over there. And then the Prime Ministers of Australia and PNG stepped in, and now the game's going to go ahead with ALBO security forces providing extra security over there for the Mackay Cutters. So an incredible week in the QRL there as well. But for those PNG fans, incredible for them with the rugby league game going to go ahead today in Port Moresby at 3 o'clock.
Indeed. Now, in the AFL, it's a week off in the men's comp, and that really allows the spotlight to be thrown on the women because the AFLW is underway, and the Lions are at home tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So it's a huge weekend for sport in Brisbane, especially women's sport. But we've got the Lions at home tomorrow against Fremantle. The tickets are only $10. And if you're under 18, you actually get in for free as well. So I think they're going to get a huge crowd at the Gabba there tomorrow. And it's the seventh season of the AFLW. I can't believe it's already up to seven seasons. Expanded to 18 teams and started on Thursday night down in Melbourne. But yeah, just fantastic for the Lions there as well. I'm sure they're going to get a big crowd there at the Gabba tomorrow. And that's at about 1 o'clock as well.
Well, one of the reasons it feels like this, it's season seven already. Season six only finished in March, of course. So this season's so early. The Lions were hoping that they were going to be able to use Springfield, but it's not ready yet. So they've been caught on the hop and had to find some home grounds again for another season.
That's right. So they're playing a couple at the Gabba, and then it's going to be incredible once they get to go out to Springfield and that stadium out there, which is, I think they're getting ready to lay the turf out there as well. So it's looking good with the light posts up and everything like that as well.
All right. And in terms of the men, who have the Lions got first up?
So on Thursday night, it's a Thursday night thriller at the Gabba. It's already, if it hasn't already sold out, it will be selling out. Brisbane Lions versus Richmond at the Gabba. And it's going to be a huge game there as well because it's an elimination final. So whoever loses that, they're out. So it's all on the line for both the Broncos and the Lions. But there's going to be no Cam Rayner and no Noah Answorth. They're both suspended for that elimination final. It's going to be a huge night on Thursday in Brisbane with all those Richmond fans up here as well for that game.
All right, I've got Lethal Lee Matthews on the show tomorrow to preview that and to talk about the Zorko issues from last weekend, which feels like it was weeks ago, but that was only last weekend. Let's roll into rugby union. The Wallabies are at Adelaide Oval this afternoon. Who are they playing?
That's right. So it's been 6,630 days since the last test in Adelaide, the last Wallabies test there. They're playing the Springboks. They're coming off a win and a loss over in Argentina. It's 3 o'clock today at Adelaide Oval. Reece Hodge is returning to the starting lineup at fullback. But it's going to be a really interesting game there as well. Round three in that rugby championship there. And the Wallabies are hoping to get a must-win game there in Adelaide. But it's also a doubleheader there as well. So before that game, the Wallaroos play the Black Ferns in that game. They're coming off a heavy loss over in Christchurch last week. But look out for Reds players Shannon Parry and Liz Partu as well. So that's going to be a great thing there at the Adelaide Oval for women's rugby.
In basketball, the Boomers played Bahrain last night.
That was a 104-50 win to the Boomers. These are for the FIBA Men's World Cup qualifiers. And in Bendigo on Monday night, they're playing Iran. So, they're going really well, the Boomers, there as well. And leading into the NBL season as well, which is sure to be another big one as well in Australia.
All right, golf.
Cam Smith, the recent winner of the British Open, you know, he's the champion of that one there. He has signed on for the Australian PGA Championship in Brisbane, which is going to be starting on November the 24th at the Royal Queensland Golf Club. So a huge thing for getting him down under back again. I think he hasn't been home for a while, winning all over the world. So a big one for golf fans there as well.
And what should we be looking out for in the football this weekend?
Well, look, United finally had a big win during the week over Liverpool to appease their very disgruntled fans over at Old Trafford. So that's going to be a big game tonight versus Southampton for Manchester United. But another big one to watch will be Arsenal versus Fulham, a big London derby there as well. That's sure to be a big one for Arsenal.
And finally today, Blair, you can tell us about this football team that is threatening to sue over the price of food at its home ground.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fan experience, you know, the things that fans always go on about are often the high cost of food and the poor quality as well. And over at West Ham's London Stadium, West Ham's basically threatened the stadium and the food contractors with lawsuits, basically saying if you don't reduce the prices of the food and make it cheaper for fans, because some of these prices, it was about $7 Australian for a cup of tea, Yeah, exactly. So really sort of outrageous prices. So they had a win during the week. West Ham was able to lower some of those prices temporarily for fans. It's very interesting to see that, a stadium and a team there basically fighting for their fans to lower food prices and make the fan experience a bit better for them.
I wonder whether we would ever see that here. We're talking last week, weren't we, about the Allianz Stadium. That's stuck in my head, that $11 for a pot of half-strength beer, mid-strength beer, and $8 for zero-alcohol beer. Extraordinary stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Well, over there, too, it was very interesting that, you can't even drink in view of the field. But I found it interesting, too, that they have these early bird offers, so sort of cheaper beers and things like that for fans as well. So maybe something like that could be a way to get fans into the grounds over here as well. So something for the future.
For sure. Complete opposite at Allianz, where you can, listening to the Continuous Call team, who were broadcasting from there last weekend, you can literally stand and drink and see the field, which, of course, stadiums don't necessarily like doing that because they want to get you moving back into your seat. So it'll be interesting to see what happens once that stadium gets fully operational this weekend. Blair, enjoy the NRLW this afternoon. The Broncos are playing the Roosters at 1 o'clock, and we'll hear from you after the 11 o'clock news here on 4BC Weekends tomorrow.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. 17 past 11. Joy says, why won't Anthony Albanese